the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show. This is Thursday, February 21st, 2019. And it's time for the Wow Factor. In the house with us this morning, it's a full boat, ladies and gentlemen, led by Danielle Crevier from St. Joseph today.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm excellent.
Good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. So we're going to help plan your weekend today, of course, as usual. But just a few quick things I want to remind everyone. We've got Saturday, March 2nd, we've got March Mannequins coming up from 7 to 8:30 in downtown St. Joe. And then we've actually just recently announced the barbecue music lineup. So we're very excited for that. Tickets go on sale on March 4th. At 10
Monday, March 4th.
Oh my gosh, say that. Monday, March 4th at 10 a.m. You can purchase them in person at the Welcome Center or at the Box Factory at the Mendel, and you can also purchase them online.
All righty.
Yeah, so here we go, weekend. So kicking things off tonight, we've got the Burgers and Brew at the Garden Grill and Bar at the Hilton Garden Inn from 5 to 10. So that's part of their weekly specials that they've got going on right now. We've got the opening night, opening exhibit for the historic wedding dresses from 6 to 8 tonight, so you can get some wine and refreshments. It's, I believe, wedding dresses from 1890 all the way up through 2013.
All right.
Yeah. We've got Oyster Night tonight at Journeyman Distillery from 5 to 10. We've got the Family Fun Night. It's the St. Jude's Radiothon tonight for a Silver Beach Carousel with 97.5 Y Country. That's from 4 to 8:30 p.m. We've got beer and Girl Scout cookie pairings.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, there we go. It's now through March 3rd, so get those while you can. But it's 5 cookies and 5 beers for just $12 at Silver Harbor Brewing. Sounds delicious, right?
Yeah.
And then we've got Hoppy Hour, which is a daily half-price select apps and drink specials at the Buck Burgers and Brew from 4 to 6. The Livery is hosting a community pint night tonight for Build Your Way Around Town from 5 to 8 p.m. And the YMCA in Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, as well as the Niles Buchanan location, are actually both having open houses for their preschools.
Okay.
So if you need for a preschool from 5 to 7. And then Forever Books has this morning a story time with Poppy. So Poppy is the lovely little dog that is at Forever Books, and it's great to see him every time we go in there. And then heading right into tomorrow, we've got the Krasel Art Center. They have some exhibits going on right now. It's Aftermath War is Only Half the Story, and Wilderness in the Household. We've got the last weekend to see Wedding Secrets with Twin City Players. And then the Mendel Center is actually going to host the Hanson Living Room Series featuring Joe Robinson at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. The Livery is going to host some live music featuring the Andrew Fisher Quartet. It's their EP release party tomorrow night at 8:30. And then on Saturday, they'll actually have some music featuring Mike Struan and Blake Elliott at 9. And then one last thing on Friday, we've got the YMCA and Curious Kids Museum Kids Night Out. So some of the Curious Kids Museum exhibits are actually going to be featured at the Y, and it should be a lot of fun for everyone. And then heading right into Saturday, we've got Nelson the Animal Guy for 3 different shows at Surratt Nature Center at 11, 1, and 3. And then Wanderlust Outfitters is hosting a free class. It's a do-it-yourself dehydrated meals for camp and trail. And that's going to be early morning, 8:30 to 10. Then we've got the Inn at Harbor Shores is hosting the Southwest Michigan's premier bridal show from 1 to 4. And Curious Kids Museum is hosting their Super Saturday Animals Alive from noon to 4.
Will there be snakes?
There'll be something, yeah. Usually they do like a make and take craft, but it looks like you're going to have some animals to hang out with on Saturday.
All right.
take your snake home, yeah. And then heading right into Sunday, we've got Peg and Cat Live from 1 to 2 at the Mendel Center. And the Berrien County Animal Control is hosting low-cost shot clinic from 10 to 3 at the Eau Claire Fire Department. We've got Sunday Pub Trivia at the Round Barn Brewery and Public House at 3. I believe it starts at 3, and then they just go until the winner is declared.
All right.
And then the Livery is going to host their Irish sessions starting at 2 p.m. And then we've got a painting workshop at the Box Factory on Sunday. So lots going on.
Amen and hallelujah.
Yeah.
So you brought some friends along for
the ride this morning.
Yep, hooray. Want to step on a Lego?
Ow, ow, ow. Good morning, Sue Shallon. How are you?
Good morning, Pat Moody. Delightful to be here. So thankful. And we're going to talk about Build Your Way Around Town and not necessarily stepping on those Legos, but playing those Legos. Because a few years ago, Stephanie Mason at the St. Joe Public Library said, let's do something fun in March. And we went, oh, yeah. So nonprofits got together and said, let's do Lego bricks. And everybody loves those. And little kids like the Duplos. And it's all good. And at the same time, it was marrying to the curriculum enhancement for the STEM projects. Because, you know, that's really big on schools now. And that's our focus, as well as robotics. Lots more visibility. And, of course, they start that all the way down in the, you know, Lego level and elementary. So here we are. Build your way around town. Or for those in the know, BYWAT. So, folks, that is BYWAT. Okay? So, what I got to give you is this fabulous free selection of activities to have fun with in March. And heaven knows we sure need it because we have deserved a break after this winter. We are needing of this. So, February 28th, we're going to have over 120 already are registered online at the carousel, a builder's bash. And that's 4 to 8:30 during family fun night. You come in, and those who have been a builder and submitted a build, and it's not too late, folks. You can go online to the silverbeachcarousel.com, look up the Lego program, and you can submit online your build or an idea of what you're going to bring in. This is fabulous. You can still do it this weekend. Bring it in on Monday. It's all good. And no winners, no judging here, just pure fun. You can buy Duplos, you can do Legos, it's all good. So you come in, you see all this stuff, the builders get a little swag bag, they get some free rides, it's all good. You know, there's like over 100 builds all spread out in the carousel, way fun. And then the next 3 days, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, in the Chatelaine Ballroom is the Big City Build. That is West Michigan Lego and Train Builders Club. Folks, you have never seen this before. This is so cool.
It is amazing.
It is. These guys are so good and so creative. Tons of builds, tons of local landmarks and builds. They've got trains running everywhere. They're there to talk to. They've got free Legos to build with. I mean, it's way fun and free, folks. Did I mention that free part?
I think you did.
I hope so. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 7. That's next weekend, not this weekend. And then Sunday is noon to 5 p.m. So that is super. So you can go, you know, do some stuff. Look at all the builds in the carousel. Go over, look at all the stuff in the big build. Who could ask for more? And that's neat, too, because you can finish at the Big City Build and go right up to March Mannequins on Saturday night. So it's a great opportunity to partner with more things that are cool in St. Joe. And then we've got every week, you can go and any of these nonprofits enter for free. We got drawings for Lego build kits, little kids, big kids, all good. You just have to go into a nonprofit in the area and sign up where they have the little forms. Then we have Lego Bingo. Yes, Bingo. Curious Kids Museum on the 9th. Way fun, 1 to 2:30 p.m. You can come in for free, play for free. And this year, we're so excited. The YMCA is partnering with us. They are having a free family build on the 9th also. That's from 3 to 5. And that is prior to their kids' night out. So families, go with your kids, play with Legos and Duplos, leave the kiddos there for night out, register, get that program, and then you can go have your movie or your dinner or your glass of wine.
Your little dinner date.
Come back. It's a win-win-win. You know, it all works. And then we have a wonderful Lego build and cooking demo. Who could ask for more food? At the St. Joseph Public Library for the tweens, 4 to 6th graders, 5 to 6:30 p.m. That's March 11th. And then we have the Space Station Challenge and the Stop Motion Animation at the Krasl on the 16th. These kids have so much fun. They really are learning a lot. And with the Legos, it ends up so funny and so funky. It's a great opportunity for both the little kids, 5 to 7, and then also 8 to 12. Last thing on the list is the Lego Build event for 1st to 3rd graders. That's March 25th back at the St. Joe Library. And they are going to have a fun Lego Build event. So you can find all this stuff out on Build Your Way Around Town. buildyourwayaroundtown.com, and you can even look at Facebook, which is going to have continuous photos, postings, and fun.
Tell you what, Tess, if we could bottle that energy, that enthusiasm, you could sell it and be a billionaire tomorrow. Thanks, Susan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order this morning, Danielle? I think I just called you Tess, didn't I?
You did. That's okay.
I do that all the time.
You know? It's okay. I answer to Tess and Emily. It's fine. No, actually, we wrapped up the weekend pretty well. We've got Build Your Way Around Town coming up. Of course, go to stjudaday.com and stjudaday.com/BBQ for that barbecue lineup and all the fun things that you need to know about barbecue. But yeah, stop by the Welcome Center. Visit us at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
All right. Thank you much. Have a great day. Thanks ladies.
It is 8-